The Association of Classical and Christian Schools presents Repairing the Ruins, the 2019 ACCS Annual Conference, copyright 2019. You may make additional copies of this recording for use by your school, but please do not sell any copies of the recording. Learn more about classical Christian education and the ACCS at classicalchristian.org.
All right, we're going to go ahead and get started. Trying to run a tight ship around here. Hopefully you found the Chick-fil-A cookie. They had talked about bringing a Chick-fil-A cow down, but apparently word got out that Mr. Doodles was here, the expert, so they didn't want to attempt to interfere with Keith McCurdy's great tradition. So if you'll get a seat at your table, we're going to get really practical. Kind of the narrative of the day has been very high level so far, talking about this idea of the importance of hospitality. Why does this matter for us as good classical Christian technicians and overseers of these schools? So I said right before the break, let me walk you through what we're about to do. I'm really excited to introduce this to you, and it's really kind of a shared project, and it will be for some time going into the next year. And again, I know, like, teaching 101, don't give people material when you're talking, because they're all going to be going through the material. So, like, if you'll just not look at the material for a minute, let me explain it to you, then I think it'll make more sense for you. So the history, again, behind this really was born out of my challenges as a head of school and an upper school dean, and how do you continue to develop community? And I would say, you know, as we've talked about this morning, what a challenge it is to raise up a generation of students and then to bring in new teachers and staff. And most of us have kind of weekly teacher training events or staff meetings, and we're scrambling around looking for good material, and then you have, once in a while, you have a big event where you do training. So the idea was, when I saw these Chick-fil-A cards 12 years ago, I thought, well, I think they're onto something. And what they created was basically a methodology, three parts to it, that would just be used every week in the local Chick-fil-A store just to remind people of basic best practices. And so we spent a good bit of time taking their cards, probably half of them we repurposed in some way, and then another half we just had to create, and we added more. And the idea would be, and I'll tell you how I've been using these, is that during our staff meetings each week, I'll say, let me take one of the cards, and I'll show them to you in just a minute, it'll make more sense. And I'll introduce the topic, and we'll talk about the ways that particular concept plays out in creating culture in our school, and then it gives very practical suggestions for how to go and live it out. And so what we have at every table, and again, let me just explain it before you grab it. There's one bound set. So this is all 33 cards. This is version 1.0. And that card set, at the end of all of this, we have enough, I think, for 50 schools that say, I want to be part of a pilot program. So today we're going to, at the tables, go through a couple of the cards and get your feedback. And then after this session is over, for schools that say, that was really interesting, I want to actually go field test this, we're going to give you one per school, with the commitment back if you will give us feedback, because we want to continue to refine it and to improve these cards. And so let me explain a little bit more. Also, at your table, there is a packet that looks like this. So I'm going to ask one person at your table to be the facilitator of the table and the scribe. So as suggestions are made on the cards, everybody's dropping it at once now. Let's just figure that out right now. Would somebody be willing to basically be owner of the packet and help walk your table through it? I'll help you with what I mean by that in just a second, and then you'll write the notes down. But be thinking, as a school, would you want this to be something you want to take back with you and put into practice? Okay, now let me explain again from the top what this thing is. If you have the packet in front of you, or even if you don't, I can explain this to you. So we're calling them culture cards. And so on the front of each card, you have a word, and then you've got a definition of it. This is a training tool for creating a classical Christian school culture, is what we're trying to achieve. And it is to try to help build dynamic teams. And so one of the things that, let me just jump into the table of contents. This will help make sense of what's in it. Chick-fil-A had three different categories. The first category was operational excellence. And we thought that makes sense. There should be basic operational excellence of any classical Christian school regardless. Just this is what an excellent school looks like. And so that's including things like professionalism, orderliness, respect, teamwork, to smile, punctuality, quality, preparation, consistency. I would hope any school, classical or not, would be like that. So those are operational excellence. So one of your days or one of your weeks you might do, just focus on operational excellence. You could rotate through them. Another one would be creating community, because we believe that, as we've talked about all morning, relationships and community are the heart of our schools. And so what does it mean to create an intentional community? Well, it means we should think about what we celebrate, the idea of hospitality, of influence, of etiquette, of chivalry, of empathy, of cultivation, language, gratitude, humility, and listening. Those are in the category of creating community. And then the third category, which Chick-fil-A did not have, imagine this, is called distinctively classical. So we thought, well, what are these classical things that we are trying to indoctrinate our staff and our teachers in week over week? Well, we thought ordered affections, that might be a good one. Aesthetics, servant leadership, countercultural, grace, discernment, creativity, integration, composure, living books, trivium. Now, you can imagine right now somebody's going, yeah, but you left out, I know, and that's part of the challenge, is how do you take everything we do, distill it down to three categories of operational excellence, creating community, and distinctively classical, and have it all tied with a bow on it. So I'm just, big disclaimer, this is version 1.0. I bet with the mind power in this room, we could create 133 cards. We won't try to do that. But I just want to give you a sense of, we're just trying to take a stab at it. What would it look like if everyone in our school had a deep understanding and appreciation in these three areas over 33 weeks? So that's kind of the big picture idea. Now, as we drill down a layer into it, what does it look like in terms of how you do it? I think it takes about 10 minutes at the most. Our faculty every morning gathers for kind of a devotion prayer time to launch the school day, and I've fast-tracked them. I have done it in this version where I just took one a day. I kind of went quickly through them. I would probably recommend taking one per week, maybe more in a teacher training environment or maybe at the weekly staff meeting. But again, what I'm interested in doing today is kind of quick feedback. If you take the cards with you, take them back and start using them. Give us feedback. You may have even better ways to do it. And I think these could even be cards that would translate into the parent community in some ways as well. So a lot of opportunity to test drive these. Now, I want to, if you have the packet in front of you and you can kind of do the show and tell at your table, if you'll flip a couple pages in, you'll see the yellow card that says hospitality. This is actually a copy of an actual original Chick-fil-A training card. So you can kind of show everybody, this is what the format looked like. On the left side, there's the word hospitality. Actually, in the upper left, they had something called making second mile service second nature. So we didn't use that term. We went to community. But again, this was the original inspiration. There's the term, and then there's a definition underneath it of hospitality. And then on the other side of the card, if you were to flip it over, in the top, they would put a quote. We thought, that's a good idea. So they quoted Benjamin Franklin, "The taste of the roast depends on the hand shape of the host." We heard that this morning. I guess the cards work. That's amazing. See? Elizabeth learned that 10 years ago. She didn't even know that. Wow. Okay. And then it goes into, let's unpack it a little bit more. So it says on here, hospitality comes from your heart. We want our customers to have a, quote, welcome to our home experience when we are respectful and appreciative that they will choose to dine with us because they feel you care about them. So I'm the little Chick-fil-A employee. And I'm like, okay, new word for me. I'm trying to understand how it would be used. And so they go very specific and go very granular. Let's talk about how hospitality plays out among each other. So this is in our classical cards as well. The first application is, what does this mean behind closed doors among administrative and staff? How do we live this out together? So in the Chick-fil-A environment, for each other meant greet fellow team members when they arrive at work. Consider it your job to make others feel welcome. Okay, that makes sense. That's simple. And then the other constituent group, for them and for us, for them it's their customers, for us it's our students and our parents. So for them, they would say to one another, as hospitality applies to the customer, is the, quote, next guest in line truly a guest of yours? We all desire that our customers feel our hospitable nature. Be genuine. Let each customer realize how special they are to you. Okay, that's good. That's making me think about how to apply it to the customers. And then there's a call to action, and it's entitled Try It Today. So we thought, we use the same words. Let's go try this today. Again, in the Chick-fil-A context, how will you be hospitable towards others today, and what will you do differently for each other and for our customers? So again, you get the idea, and this would be a theme of the week and a word of the week, and Chick-fil-A would reinforce that. So we went back, closed the doors, spread all the Chick-fil-A cards out on the table, took out the ones that had to do with waffle fries and focused on the ones that had to do with something that would apply to us. And so there are, the way this is going to work, if you are at a table, you will see, and I've got each table, just so you don't panic when you look at your neighbors at a different table, we took the 33 cards and broke them up. So some tables will have the same cards. Most of you will have different cards at different tables, but around the table, you're going to have three cards. And so I'm going to give you, in just a moment, 10 minutes per card. And what I want you to do, if you're the table facilitator, you're going to pretend it's a staff meeting, and you're going to say, okay, everyone, if it were my table, I've got one called Living Books. So I would begin by saying, well, let's define a living book. You, by the way, there's not a have to do it in this exact order. You may feel it more natural to define. I think you have to define the word first. But then you might want to give the quote, or you might want to just set up the idea. And then you can say, now let's talk about what this looks like among our staff, and let's talk about what this might look like for our parents and our students, and then let me give you a try it today. So part of this can be more conversational. You may find it easier, since you're just new to this, to just kind of walk your table through the whole card and then maybe present it as a discussion. So there's two things you're doing. You're kind of mock experiencing what this would be like to get it during a staff meeting. And about 5 minutes through this, I'm going to say, now I want you to be critics of the card. Now, again, big disclaimer, some of you are going to say, well, gosh, is this the right tone? Is this too obvious? Is that quote? Is there a better quote? This is where I welcome your feedback. And so if you flip that first card over, there is a blank card that sits behind it. So if you're the table facilitator and or scribe, and someone says, I know, I think we should include this quote, or gosh, there's a misspelling right there. Oop, hopefully not. Let us know about that. Or if it's just a, gosh, that seems rather, I don't know, it's not deep enough, it's not classical enough, or let me give you an Aristotle quote to beef it up a bit. I mean, whatever you want to add, we want your feedback on it because we want to put these into practice. So you're going to go about 10 minutes, and then I'll say, okay, everybody, let's go to the next card, and then you will, table facilitator, go to the next card, and I've got one called greeting. So again, we'll go through the greeting, talk about it at the table, about 5 minutes into it, shift to giving feedback and critique on the card. Does that make sense? Everybody got that? Questions? Okay. All right. With that being in mind, with that being said, why don't we go ahead and begin? And at the end of this, I'm going to give you some other general points. But facilitators, I'm going to turn it over to you. Go ahead and lead your table through the first card. All right. Well, at the risk of being a taskmaster, I'm going to ask us to just stop wherever you are right now on that first card. And we're going to get ready to transition to the second one. Let me explain, too, as we're going, just as I've got a quick break. Again, the top left corner, I think each of you has one of each of the three types of cards. So you would have likely just been doing one on the topic around, let me make sure mine are lined up that way, distinctly classical, and then the next one's creating community, and the last one will be operational excellence. So you're going to go to your second card. Let me also mention again, just to clarify, we have actually, any school that wants to be a part of the pilot program, we would welcome that. I think we have 50 full sets here. We can send you ones if we run out, so that's not a problem. But the key thing before you leave in just a moment to go off to lunch, the last page in here, Facilitator Scribe, is a place you can sign your name and your school information and just kind of register to let us know that you're going to be doing that program, and that would be really helpful. And again, just one per school so we can share those. All right. Off we go now to the second card. Please go ahead and get started. All right, so by now you should be transitioning from presenting to critiquing and providing feedback on that card. All right, I have to press us on to the final card, so if you can wrap it up, stop wherever you are. Make a final note or two, and then shift to that final card. That would be fantastic. Thank you. All right. If I can have your attention, we're going to officially put down our case studies. If you'll draw your attention back up here. First of all, let me say a genuine thank you for taking the time to do that. I hope that it was meaningful on several levels. For one, it gave you a chance to hopefully meet some people here at the conference around the table that hopefully you will continue to connect with. Secondly, if nothing else, because I'm sure some of you might have been thinking, well, gosh, Davies, we just did a giant editing exercise for you. That was really thoughtful of us to do that. Thank you. That was good. I have other proofing for this afternoon. No, just kidding. But seriously, I hope it, if nothing else, maybe you're thinking, well, this isn't really something I see working for our school. That's okay, because this maybe was just an inspiration to you to say what you heard this morning. We need systems and mechanisms to train and equip our staff and our teachers to be hospitable, not only hospitable, but just to be aware of this distinctive form of education that we're involved in. It's a tough thing to constantly align a team. I think chicken sandwiches, that's got to be way easier than trying to teach classical Christian education to a bunch of people who have never experienced it personally. So big task in front of us. I hope this will be a useful tool. If it is useful to you and you're interested in continuing the journey, final call to action here. Each school, so if you're separated from your teammates, coordinate this, but each school can take one of the original master sets, and if you do so, I ask that on the actual form that has that's there at your table, there's a page with bunches of names and schools and emails, just your contact. Just write down, I will be in the pilot program, here's my name, my school, my email. We will email you to confirm that, and then it's not some big weekly report. It's as you are encountering things in the card, to the extent that you want to go deep, and I'd love lots of ideas even for cards that haven't been created. If, as much as you want to run with it, we'd welcome the feedback. If it's just minimally, hey, I thought of a quote, or here's a typo thing, we'd love to have that back. How do you reach us? On the back of the cards when you take them in the master set, there's a QR code. We're all high tech. You can scan that, and it'll open up an email, and you can just email us. You don't have to go look for an email, or you can use it, you know, use the email itself after we reach out to you. But thank you for doing that. I hope these are helpful. I think they will prove to be very valuable tools as we think of practical ways to train and educate. So that's the case. That's the culture cards. Let me do a final plug for the case study. So we're about to break in about 1 minute. We're going to go have an hour-long lunch. You're going to come back, and when you come back, you're going to have a choice. You'll get a lot of choices. There's a choice coming up when you come back after lunch. You come in here for panel discussion, or you can go directly next door. There's going to be a workshop on how surveying school families blew up our idea of boring data, which I think sounds like another great topic. So you pick either one of these rooms, and that's from 1 to 1:50. We'll be back in here at 2 o'clock. Josh Chumley is going to come from ADF and do a presentation. And then at 3 o'clock, we're going to do these case studies. So my final plug is we've got a few more slots. If you were thinking we are struggling with some issues at our school, broadly, however you want to define struggling and what the issues are, love to have some colleagues talk through in a systematic way potential solutions. If you will stop by as you head to lunch, the form is right here. The reason I need the form is because at 3 o'clock, we're going to divide up each table will be a different case study, and we just need to be able to organize that better. So that's coming up right after the break.